Chapter 11. Christine Missing. Raoul was watching the opera when the lights went out. When he saw that Christine was gone, he knew Eric had taken her. Eric. He ran to her dressing room, but she was not there. He was looking for her when he passed by the office of Richard and Montchermain, the owners of the opera house. Inside, a large group of people were talking to each other. The police chief had arrived. He was asking questions when Raoul entered. "Have any of you gentlemen seen Christine die?" asked Raoul.
"We are here to discover what has happened to her," said the police chief. "Now, I need to meet with the owners."
He looked around.
"Where are they?" he asked.
Everyone looked at the locked door.
"The owners have shut themselves in the room," someone said. "We will see about that," said the police chief.
In a loud voice, he cried, "Open the door! It's the police!" while hitting the door. Finally, the police chief had to break down the door. Everyone ran into the room. Raoul was the last person to enter. Suddenly, he felt a bony hand touch his shoulder.
"Eric keeps his secrets to himself," a voice behind him said.
Raoul turned around and saw a dark-skinned man with green eyes. The man had a strange hat on, and he looked as if he were from a foreign country. Raoul wondered what he meant. How did the man know Eric? But before he could speak, the man turned and walked quickly away. When everyone was in the office, the police chief looked around.
"Where is Christine Dye? Is she here?" he asked them.
Both owners looked up. "She's missing?" one of them asked.
"Yes, she disappeared during the opera," someone said.
"And I know who took her," Raoul said.
Everyone turned and looked at him.
"You do?"
said the police chief. He asked Raoul to sit down and tell them what he knew.
"The Phantom of the Opera took Christine. He also called himself the Angel of Music. Christine knew him by that name, but his real name is Eric."
The police chief nodded and smiled at Raoul.
Clearly the boy is imagining things. He must be very upset that the young lady had disappeared.
"Actually, Monsieur Chagny," the police chief said, "I think I know who took Miss Dye, and it was not a phantom named Eric. There were four carriages sitting in front of the opera house this evening. Yours, Sorelli's, Carlotta's, and your brother's. Immediately after Christine's disappearance, your brother's carriage left the opera house in a big hurry. It was leaving Paris. I think your brother has taken Miss Dye. Perhaps he does not want you to be with her."
Raoul thought about this. He knew his brother, Philippe, was against his love for Christine. After all, Raoul was a count's son, and Christine was only a poor opera singer. He became very angry with his brother.
"I will find him and bring him back," he cried.
He ran towards the door, burning with anger. Suddenly, he heard a quiet voice ask, "Where are you going, Raoul?" Raoul saw that it was the dark man with the green eyes who had spoken to him earlier.
"Who are you?" he asked.